Okay, what's up, everyone? Omen, get to your mic and put on your headphones. Put on, if you want the full experience.
Hello.
Closer.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. I'm Tilly. This is Are You There, Tony Hawk, where I speak directly to Tony Hawk, but other people listen too. Today I have a guest, Omen. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Omen. I'm Tilly's friend, and yeah.
That is so true. So, Omen, first things first, I have a Tony Hawk fun fact for you.
Okay.
Tony Hawk is 6'3".
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Prove it.
Let me see if I can do that real quick.
Tony Hawk, 6'3". He's a giant.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's an athlete.
Valid.
So... But, oh my god, how
he's a skateboarder.
Yeah.
And the bigger you are, the harder you fall. That's
here,
a fact.
Look at this awkward picture of him on a red carpet.
He's huge.
He's gigantic. And he has a tiny head.
He's weird.
He's weird looking. Also, Ullman, I ask every guest this.
Okay.
If Tony Hawk were listening, what would you say to him?
I would... Why?
Why? The ultimate question.
Why? That's it.
Yeah. I feel like he would have a good answer to that.
I don't know anything about Tony Hawk except that he's a skateboarder and
he's a father.
He's a dad.
A father.
Yeah.
And also he's like not just a skateboarder, he's a really good skateboarder. You know that, right?
Duh. That's why his name is Tony Hawk.
That's why his name is Tony Hawk. You know, that's actually, that's his given name. His given name is Anthony Hawk. That's ridiculous.
He
was born to be a pro skater.
He's a legend.
A legend.
Does he still skate?
I think. Yeah, he still skates. He's, teaching his daughter how to skate.
Competitively or no?
I don't think competitively, no. Now he just does,
that's a little
brand.
Bit embarrassing.
Nah, now he just does, brand deals and stuff.
That's a little bit embarrassing.
It is. He's old, though. I can't remember. Let me see. Tony Hawk. Age. He's 53.
Oh.
He's older than my dad.
He's old. One bad trip and he's done for life.
That's very true. He skates with his daughter on the board too, and he gets some hate for it sometimes. He'll hold his daughter while he skates. And they're like, You're gonna kill her. She's six, I wanna say.
Oh, so.
Because he's had three different wives.
Oh.
And I think this is from the most recent marriage.
I want to do ASMR.
Okay.
I don't want to be weird.
No, go ahead. Do it.
No.
Okay. Well, why don't we talk about this first song that you're going to play?
Okay. What's the first song that I'm playing?
A Change Is Gonna Come.
A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I have been playing this religiously since I got on campus because a change is gonna come.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This is A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
Town. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Okay, that was A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. Fun fact about Ullman. Ullman really struggles to listen to an entire song.
One thing that you're all gonna have to know about me is that I cannot finish a full song.
Yeah, no, because Ullman will be on aux whenever we're going somewhere, and it's sad.
It's 20 seconds max.
Yeah, no, because you play a good song, and I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this song, and then you're like, okay, and then here's this other song.
Yeah, I think I want to say it's ADHD, but all I'm gonna say is my taste is so good, I need a taste of everything.
He's a sampler.
Yes.
So thoughts on this next song?
This next song is Good Days by SZA. And it's a really good song. And it's a good day every day. Amen. And and we were talking about my ASMR moment. And I'm going to take that moment right now.
This is beautiful.
Step out, get some air now, let your edge out. To some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind. I should've keep from losing the best in me. It's just urgent. Tryna make some little change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait. Can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will break up and fall on me. All the while, I'll wave my arm, I'll feel it a smile. I still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they've been in my mind. Disappear if you let me. Feeling like Jericho, feeling like Job when he lost it. Gotta hold my own, my cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that, can't groove it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mind. I gotta keep from losing the rest of me. Still worry that I wasted the best in me.
trying to free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text, they choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth, it's in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth, and it's in the present now.
Okay, that was Good Days by SZA. Ullman.
Hey, Ben, listening. I want to give a shout out to all my friends that are listening. Jawan, special shout out to you. Special shout out to Brooklyn, Hallie, Lily, America, and Kobe.
Are these all from back home?
No. Some of these are from on campus. Jawan, okay. Hallie, and Lily are from back home.
Okay. Shout out to Ullman's friends. This next song
is dedicated to all of you.
Aww. And you like texted me frantically saying that we had to play it.
Yes, I remembered about it last minute. It's called Slow Up by Jacob Banks.
Okay, here it is.
What I've learned from the ocean, how to dance and rejoice in the motion. Let the sun have its moment, the moon will come. What I've learned from a soldier, every man is a son to a daughter. And we only remember when we see the blood. Don't grow up on me. Keep that backstroke in your afro. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up, homie. Don't you grow up on me. Keep it OG, sip it slowly. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up, homie. Don't you show off on me. Don't you grow up on me. Show off on me. What I've learned from a traveler, there's no road that can lead to nirvana. There's a world to discover, but home is love. What I've learned from a mirror, look
look too hard and you find you a stranger. Love is just a decision. The choice is yours. Don't grow up on me. Keep that backstroke in your afro. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up, homie. Don't you grow up on me. Keep it OG, sip it slowly. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up, homie. Don't you show up on me. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up on me. Don't you grow up on me.
Okay, that was Slow Up by Jacob Banks. I enjoyed it. It was slow.
It was a good song.
So, one thing about Ullman. He's always watching a little video on his phone.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And I understand you have something to plug.
Everybody listening, listen to Hallie's podcast on Spotify. It is posted on my Snapchat. It is called... It's called Holla at Hallie. She talks about anything and everything. It is super good. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes. And speaking of that, speaking of podcasts, did you know that I podcast this show every week? So if you've ever missed an episode or ever plan on missing one in the future, you can listen to it on the khdx.fm blog, which, by the way, you are listening to khdx FM Conway, Arkansas. And this is Are You There, Tony Hawk. Okay, next song. Hawaiian Party by Cub Sport. Any thoughts?
This song is a vibe. And every time you listen to it, it's a Hawaiian party.
Okay, well, I hope so. Okay, this is Hawaiian Party by Cub Sport.
Bye.
Okay, that was Hawaiian Party by Cub Sport. Ullman, I have a question for you.
What's your question?
What are you being for Halloween?
Hopefully I'm a boyfriend for Halloween, but otherwise I'm going to be Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I thought you were being Scooby.
No, I'm going to be Shaggy. I'm not no dog.
Wait, is Katie going to be Velma?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you just have Velma and Shaggy, though, no one else?
We might have a Fred and Daphne.
Who's Fred?
I don't know yet.
Who's Daphne?
I think it's going to be Hannah.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
You guys got to find a Fred.
I think really? Amelia might be
no,
Fred.
No, Lily's doing Coraline. Okay. are you excited for Halloween?
Yes, because that's Halloween is next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back next Sunday. And then that's my birthday week because my birthday is that Saturday, November 6th.
It's my birthday week as well. My birthday is that Friday, November 5th.
Which is really crazy.
It's crazy.
But regardless, it's going to be birthday week.
Birthday
we're
week,
have a good
birthday
time,
week.
And
birthday
we're going to party.
Cannot wait for birthday week. You have another plug?
I have another plug. And if you're into rock, then you should listen to Peachy. P-E-A-C-H-Y. Their music is peachy. It's lit. And you're going to have a good time listening to it. My favorite song is Mr. Gloom. Brooklyn and Ian, this is a shout out to you guys. This is Ian's band. Yeah.
Good job. Okay. This next song, thoughts on it? I think it's the one that you heard.
Okay, this one is a song that I heard in my Spanish class, mm-hmm. and it's basically I'm Not For You. It's a Spanish song, Rosana. It's a good song.
Okay. Will you tell us the title of it?
Para Ti No Estoy. By Rosana, coming up.
Here you go.
Que te vaya bonito. Mis mejores deseos, que en la vida recojas lo que siembres de bueno. Que te vaya bonito, que no te vaya mal, y que el tiempo te deje donde tengas que estar. Quisiste ser universal, eclipsando mil sueños. Que Dios te proteja en la celda de tu soledad. Yo me voy a plantar al campo, o a la orilla, la marea. Deseo que todo te vaya de vicio. Me voy ahí, te quedas. Me voy a vivir tranquila, sin pausa, pero sin prisa. Deseo que todo te vaya. Pa' ti no estoy, yo pa' ti no estoy, yo. Salud, amor y fortuna, me llevo todo en orden. Salud. a olvidar tu nombre. Me marcho con las lunas, donde el sol no se esconde. Él me abriga el invierno y ella enciende mis noches. Y tú quisiste ser universal, eclipsando mil sueños. Que Dios te proteja en la celda de tu soledad.
Okay, Ullman.
That was a good song.
This next song, Chris Stapleton, what do you have to say for yourself?
This song I turn to when I'm feeling sad.
In times of trouble.
It's not a sad song, but it's just one of those, I don't know the word, you just have to listen to it.
In trials and tribulations.
Yes, when you're going through trials and tribulations, just turn to music and play What Are You Listening To by Chris Stapleton.
So I just quick thoughts on the term trials and tribulations. Okay. I love it whenever you say that because like I was like talking about the bell jar at one point and you were
the
like
bell jar.
I was like, do you even know what it's about? And he was like, yeah, it's about a girl that goes through trials and tribulations. And I was like, that's exactly what it's about. It encompasses everything.
It does. It's it's by Sylvia Plath. If you know anything about Miss Plath,
you know it's about trials and tribulations.
You know it's about trials and tribulations.
Don't even have to read the back of the book to know it's trials and tribulations.
She's a mess.
Anyways, for all of you going through trials and tribulations, this is What Are You Listening To by Chris Stapleton.
I put that record on. Girl, you know what song. And I let it play again and again. You're in every line. Takes me back in time. Yeah, tonight I'm wondering, what are you listening to? Is it a cover band in some college town bar where it's 9-9-9s and their guitars? Or is it something to get you through? Just a sad song playing on the radio station. Tears still falling, heart still breaking, cause you're hanging on. Or is it a love song about someone new? What are you listening to?
like me, trying to figure out how a good thing goes bad. I don't know, and I can't let it go. Just a sad song playing on the radio station. Tears still falling, heart still breaking, 'cause you're hanging on. Or is it a love song about someone new? What do you listen to? Is it a feel-good song? Get you driving too fast? One to get you moving on past the past? Or the kind that you can't help singing along? Cover band in some college town bar where it's 999 guitar. Is it something to get you through? Just a sad song playing on a radio station. Tears still falling, heart still breaking, 'cause you're hanging on. Or is it a love song about someone new? What are you listening to? I put that record on. Girl, you know what's on. And I let it play again and again.
Okay, that was What Are You Listening To by Chris Stapleton. Real interesting choice out of all the country there is out there, I think.
He's the only country artist I'll listen to, and I stand by that.
And I think that's an interesting choice. Fascinating.
Do you like country?
I like old country and some new country. I like Rascal Flatts.
Interesting.
And I like Willie Nelson.
Good choice.
Yeah. And
what about Reba McEntire?
She's all right.
Carrie Underwood. Florida Georgia Line.
No. Absolutely not.
You're a hater.
Maybe I am. This next song, though, a real, real good one. All I Wanted.
All I Wanted by Paramore.
And I hope you all know this one already, but here it is.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Paramore's All I Wanted. We were just discussing what I'm being for Halloween, which is Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. And Ullman, I was talking about the Huey Lewis monologue, which is like an iconic part of American Psycho, but Ullman didn't remember it. Has seen the movie? Question mark.
I have seen the movie. A similar situation happened with the Goldfinch.
Yeah. Wait, I have to tell that story.
Tell the story.
Okay, so Goldfinch by Donna Tartt. Also a movie starring Ansel Elgort.
Another trial and tribulation moment.
It is a trial and tribulation moment. But the very specific trial and tribulation that the main character goes through is that he steals a painting and he's, you know, has to deal with the repercussions, both emotional and physical and, you know, logical from that. And that's like, that's the plot, is he steals this painting and he has to deal with it. Ullman is, he has not read it, but he has seen the movie, correct?
Yes.
And he was trying to explain the plot to our friend who has neither seen the movie nor read it. And he was like, yeah, and there's this kid and he feels like really guilty the whole time, but I'm not really sure what he's guilty about. And so my friend Chaney and I were like, oh, because he stole the painting. And Ullman was like, what? When did he do that?
Okay, before he stole the painting, the museum was bombed.
Yeah.
So he saw his mom die.
So you were a little wrapped up in that?
And I was wrapped up in that. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's why he was guilty, because he thought it was his fault that she died.
Which is also, you know, it plays into it, I think. So you're valid for that, but
yeah.
How do you watch the rest of the movie without knowing that he has the painting?
All I could think about was his mom being blown up. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted him to get over the mom thing so that we could talk about the painting whenever I was reading and watching it. So, by the way, you are listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. This next song, Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. What are your thoughts?
I love rock music and Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Here it is, Immigrant Song. Okay, that was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Ullman, you excited about the weather this week?
I sure am. Apparently there's going to be a lot of tornadoes coming our way, and so I'm hoping that class will be canceled.
A very, very good hope. I'm actually a little worried because I've always lived in the mountains where tornadoes like go around you pretty much, or you're protected from the tornadoes, and now we're in no man's land. So
now you're naked.
Naked.
All I have
exposed.
To say is, all I have to say is, get prepared.
I remember whenever I was in preschool, there was a tornado that touched down like a couple miles away, and I had to like go into the basement of the preschool, and I was like, ugh, this is, they're being so dramatic.
Okay, you go out there and fight that tornado.
I think I will next time. I think it'd be fun. We should be storm chasers.
Really?
I think that would be fun.
We should do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do that as like
an Odyssey credit.
An Odyssey experience.
Odyssey experience. We chase a tornado.
What do we learn from that? We want to be meteorologists.
Or that we don't want to be meteorologists. Oh,
that would make sense too.
We learn that we're not strong enough to face a tornado.
Yes. Mother Nature says no.
I think we should pitch it. This next song, I love this next song. Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. I have like 3 Psychedelic Furs CDs in my car.
I heard this song from the movie Call Me By Your Name.
I knew you were going to say that.
The infamous dance scene.
I don't think that's the most... That's not even like...
I don't want to talk about
it. Top 4 infamous scenes in that movie, I don't think.
It is the scene that I want to remember that movie by.
Okay. Here's Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs.
Not enough.
Okay, that was Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. Great song. Great song.
Yes.
Great song.
Yes.
Next song, another great song, Midnight City by M83. I think it's Wait that's in the Fault in Our Stars.
Yes.
Yes, because I remember like hearing it and being like, oh, this is so good. And then they also have Boom Clap by Charlie XCX in the Fault in Our Stars.
I wanted to play Wait, but I was like...
A little too The Fault in Our Stars.
A little bit too sad. So I'm doing Midnight City. It's one of those songs that once it gets dark outside, like mm-hmm. late dark,
mm-hmm.
you can just drive around in it,
yes.
blare it, windows down.
MA3 is good.
Windows down, and you can just listen to it and drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's Midnight City. Okay, that was Midnight City by M83. We just have time for one more song before the show's over. So, Ullman, any last words? Has this been a Kafka-esque time?
This has been a Kafka-esque time.
Lynchian, Copernican.
Postmodern, primordial.
Anti-Orwellian.
Anti-Orwellian.
Wonderful.
Enlightenment moment.
Enlightenment moment. Okay. Thank you for listening. This has been Are You There, Tony Hawk on KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. I'm Tilly, and this has been Ullman. And then, yes, I'm aware. Our last song that I'm going to play us out with is No Surprises by Radiohead.
Let's go.